Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to the REN's Annual Results 2010 Results Conference Call. During today's presentation, all parties will be in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, the conference will be open for questions. If you have a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your touch-tone phone. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the star followed by the 2. And if you are using speaker equipment, please lift the handset before making your selection. This conference is being recorded today, Friday, March 18th, 2011. I would now like to turn the conference over to Ms. Anna Fernandez. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Thank you for waiting for us for this afternoon's conference call. I have with me both Rui Cartaxo, the CEO, and João Nuno Palma, the CFO, who is going to make a few comments, and then we'll open for Q&A.
Good afternoon. Just a couple of comments, and then we'll go straight to the Q&A, which I think it's the most relevant part of this conference call. Yesterday, as you know, we presented the yearly results of 2010. The facts that the management underlined in the year of the past year were the complete delivery of the planned CAPEX plan that the company had in the beginning of the year, in spite of the difficulties, some of them related with some internal changes that we made in our organization to make procurement and other internal activities more competitive and more efficient. In spite of some slowdown in the first 3 months related with that reorganization, we were able to recover fully and to reach the end of the year with the plan completely executed. This also applies to transfers of assets to the regulatory asset base, both in electricity and in natural gas, and this knowing that investment is the main driver of our P&L, it's the fact that one of the two facts that we underlined more yesterday. The other important thing that we stressed is the fact that the company is pursuing a very aggressive cost reduction program that showed in the reduction of OPEX costs last year. When we take into account that some costs are mere pass-through costs that are imposed by certain environmental legislation and other kinds of situations that do not depend from the company, we were able to reduce the what we call the core OPEX costs by about 9%. This is also a very strong result, and I think that we are approaching a much more efficient workforce structure than was the case 2 years ago. Then we also stressed that among our projects that were concluded in the year, there are two that for us have a particular significance. We chose one in the electricity area and another one in the net gas area. In the electricity project that we stressed was the completion of a new interconnection between Portugal and Spain that allowed both countries to have right now a net transfer capacity of around 2,000 megawatts. We are approaching a situation where the physical interconnections between both markets are allow for an efficient work of the market mechanisms, and consumers in both countries can access supplies from everywhere in Iberia. The other project that we outlined was that we stressed was the purchase of reserve capacity from Enagás in the net gas pipelines, and after that REN is now owner and operator of the full capacity of the Portuguese network of natural gas pipelines. Although this didn't show yet in the revenues of last year because it was completed in the end of the year, and its entrance in the regulatory asset base produces effects as of the 1st of January of 2011, but it showed in the CAPEX figures, and it's one of the factors that allowed us to fully complete our net gas, our CAPEX budget figures. So those were the facts that we found more significant, as more significant in the accounts. Then, of course, we went through the operational costs and revenues, and also we had some words on the behavior of our financial costs and net debt. You may have noticed that net debt, contrary to initial projections, had actually some decrease in 2010. I don't think it's a recurrent fact that we may extrapolate to the future. We are not projecting a further decrease this year. And it was influenced by the fact that we received about 130 million euros from tariff deviations. So it's a pure cash phenomenon that has to do with differences between quantities projected by the regulator and the actual quantities. So you may not extrapolate this kind of behavior. But anyway, it is something that outstands in the figures of 2010. And so that's it. I would like now to give you the opportunity to put forward your questions, and we are making our best to clarify what you have. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please press the star followed by the one at this time. And if you would like to withdraw your question, press the star followed by the two. And if you're using speaker equipment, please lift the handset before making your selection. And our first question is from the line of Carolina Doris with Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. I have a couple of questions. First thing, if you could give us an update on the guidance for 2011, how much you would expect revenues to go up, any guidance on further efficiencies on the cost structures that you may have. Second thing, I wanted to know, what was the size of the assets that you bought from Enagás, the size of the RAB? And last question is, if you could give an update, there was some news saying that REN has freeze investments in gas. If you could give us an update on how, you know, how are the negotiations with the regulator? What do you expect to be the outcome of this negotiation? Thank you very much.
Could you just, I took note of the efficiency question of the freeze of natural gas investments and ERS, which was...
And the size of the assets acquired from Enagás,
yeah,
the gas assets.
Well, the purchase from Enagás was 29 million euros. And it was a reserve capacity of the in the pipelines that was used by the Spanish operator previously to transport gas to Galicia. As on about the efficiency cost reductions, we are definitely not we have not reached the end of this program. We are far from that because we are now applying a significant program respecting both OPEX and CAPEX in the frontline functions of the company, so mostly in operational functions. Up to now, what we did was the elimination of the most obvious redundancies, taking advantage of the pre-retreat, the retreat,
early
the early retirements in the workforce, and also eliminating several redundancies in the back office functions. But we have worked out a project with KIMA, which is the Dutch consultant, concerning OPEX and CAPEX on the electricity business. And then we are going to make a similar program in the natural gas business. So this more operational project is still in the early stages of its implementation, so we are expecting further cost reductions. I cannot give you a figure, but what I can tell you is that we are less than halfway on our ambition to cut costs in the company. As for the natural gas freeze in new projects, the situation, as was yesterday transmitted to the press, and we also made a communication to the Stock Exchange Authority, we are stating that we are reanalyzing all the new natural gas projects in our pipeline of projects in this case, and we will definitely keep them frozen until the situation is changed in the regulatory rate of natural gas, given that according to our opinion, we are in no condition to go ahead with those projects. What we are going to do is to bring forward and accelerate some power side projects so as to keep the overall amount of CAPEX approximately unchanged versus our previous medium-term plan. We announced that we are not changing our medium-term overall CAPEX program, which I remind you was 3.2 billion euros up to 2016. What we are making is a reallocation of resources so that we are going to accelerate our investments in electricity and delay our investments in gas. That's what we are doing. At the same time, we have put this question formally to the regulator, and we are discussing this subject with them. I cannot for the moment give you more than this, but I can tell you that these conversations have started formally, and so it's an issue under discussion with them. So the idea is to reach some decision in the coming weeks. That's our perspective, but I cannot promise you any results, given that, as you know, the Portuguese regulator is fairly independent. So I guess I covered your three questions.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Manuel Palomo with Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Just a couple of questions. I'd like to, if possible, to update a bit on the potential placing coming from the Portuguese government in terms of potential timing, amount, and also whether the IPO price is still a reference price. My second question is as regards to the liquidity of REN. If you could please update, after this year you have spent a big amount of CAPEX, 430 million, if I'm not wrong. What's the current liquidity situation in the company? Thank you very much.
Okay. Concerning the first question, what we have been asked to do, the management of the company, was to have the company ready for the second stage of the privatization of the company. And so we have been working on that. Of course, the presentation of the 2010 accounts was a precondition. And so we have told the government that we are ready for moving ahead when they decide to go ahead. I don't have any indication for the moment as to the precise date of the transaction. What I can tell you is that, as you all know, the country is undergoing a severe stress in sovereign debt, and I don't expect the Treasury to have the time and disposition for the coming weeks to spend a lot in the privatization program. But I do know that that they are considering. They keep the idea of going ahead with a second stage of the sale of the company. So that's clear, but the date, as I said, is something that we were not informed about. We are just asked to have things ready. Concerning the liquidity, we are in a comfortable situation. We have the full plan for this year fully funded. This does not mean that we may or may not raise funds, because we are always looking at the market. But we don't, the bottom line is that we are not dependent on any fundraising this year to fulfill the, to deliver the full investment plan that we have in our budget. So that's the situation. We are pretty comfortable. Of course, this recent downgrade by Moody's does not facilitate things, but I guess that it was expected. And so it was already discounted in by everybody that something like this might happen. So that's what I can tell you. I don't know if João cares. If you want
yeah.
to.
Thank you very much.
The CFO is just adding...
We just the only thing that we can add now is that we have reduced in, during 2010, we have reduced about 12% of our needs sourced in the banking system, and we have increased our sources of financing in EIB of 16%. So right now we have about 700 million euros in undrawn bank lines, plus 75 million of an undrawn EIB loan. And as you have noticed in our balance sheet, we have increased our cash in 100% in 2010. So we have closed with 70 million euros in 2009, and we have closed in 2010 with 140 million euros in cash.
Okay. Next.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any additional questions, please press the star followed by the one at this time. And as a reminder, if you are using speaker equipment, please lift the handset before making your selection. The next question is from the line of Gonzalo Sanchez Barbana with BBI. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. Just two questions, if I may. First one would be as a follow-up on the financial cost of the company. Could you provide some guidance on increasing cost that you would expect during 2011? And the second one, coming back to the capex freezing on the gas business, I just wanted to know if you could provide some indication on how what percentage of the company's investments in gas business could be affected by the freezing overall, or if it is related to 100% of them. Thank you.
Well, I'll take the second question, and then I'll pass to João Palma to ask you about the first question. So the investment that is going to be affected in the natural gas side is yet being reviewed, so we don't have yet the figures. But we underline that a large amount of our CAPEX this year is ongoing projects, so projects that were started. The LNG terminal takes a large portion of the CAPEX program for this year, and of course we are not decelerating that project. So this affects mainly the expansion of the underground storage facilities and third interconnection with Spain that is projected, and some investments within the network that have not yet started. But I would say that we don't expect the absolute amount to be very significant this year. It would be more significant if things were kept unchanged. It would be more significant for 2012 and 2013. But as I said, we are already reviewing our CAPEX plan in electricity so that we may bring forward as much as we can to make up for this deceleration in the net gas business, so as to not compromise the overall CAPEX plan that we have put forward in the marketplace, especially during the Investor Day. As for the question on the financial costs, I will pass the word to João Palma.
Regarding financial costs, of course, we are going to have an increase in those financial costs, and it is expected, and it is in our budget. Although you have to notice that we have 74% of our debt in fixed rate, so we are much covering that in terms of the raise of interest rates. So we'll be affected by the rating downgraded, for example, that we had yesterday. That will have some effect in some of our loans, but it is an effect that is controlled. As I said, we have 74% of fixed rates in our loans, and we have 40% of EIB loans, which currently runs at 3%.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any additional questions, please press the star followed by the one at this time. And as a reminder, if you're using speaker equipment, please lift the handset before making your selection. Once again, if you have a question, please press the star followed by the one. One moment, please. And I'm showing no further questions at this time. I will turn it back over to management for any closing remarks.
Okay, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for being here. You know, you can ask me whatever questions you may have in the future. Have a nice day and a lovely weekend. Thanks. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call. You may now disconnect, and thank you for your participation.